Hi, everybody. There
oh,
we go.
Hi.
That was almost a song. That was terrifying.
I like how it's always a surprise.
It's always a surprise because whatever. Me almost singing just reminded me that I said to Paul yesterday how I desperately wish I could sing. Like, there's not a lot of stuff I wish I could do, but I really do wish I could sing. And I don't mean...
Yeah, you've been saying that for, like, literally 40 years, too.
And I don't mean sing well. I just mean...
Sing. Carry a tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wendy has a small... I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you're really, like... I don't think you're tone deaf.
I'm not actually
a little strong.
Tone deaf for other things. I can tell if something's off key.
Yeah,
I can tell... I can... provide helpful feedback to others who are singing. I have whatever the mechanism in your body and brain combined together to make singing sounds does not even a little bit work. It's like the joke.
I've always enjoyed your singing. Yeah. Lady. I feel like you have a certain style about
I do.
You.
I really love to sing though. It's extremely upsetting.
I know you do.
I'm really upsetting that I can't sing. So then I sing in the car like super low to the music in the car. It's really pathetic actually.
We should, you know what we should do? We should do karaoke one night.
Oh, that would never, ever happen.
Have you ever done karaoke?
People literally would throw cabbages at me. They would drive to a store, buy cabbages, and drive back just so they can throw them at me.
No, we could do it together. We could do like a we can sing together. So we're both,
sing like in front of my friends. Like I don't, there's not a thing that happens. I don't sing happy birthday. Like,
come on.
I don't sing. No. Too hard.
Oh my God.
Horrible.
All right. That's really interesting. This is a very interesting thing. I'm sure you are not alone.
I'm not sure. But I'm definitely not alone, but I am definitely on the very, very, very far side. Of not being, it's like I'm literally a joke. Like, I don't know how many people have seen Chorus Line, but there's a dance tent. No, shit, different song. I don't know, Birdie on a Wing, sing. What I couldn't do is sing. Like, it's, and you hear her trying to sing and it's like ridiculous. That's me. Like, it's to the nth degree.
Yeah, but I mean,
ridiculous.
I think that I'm just wondering about people who just have no confidence in singing. And so maybe they can carry you to, maybe they can't, doesn't much matter. But the confidence of singing and even to sing happy birthday or like singing along with the music while other people are there. Like I think that that's got to be pretty common.
Yeah, probably.
And then there are those of us who just don't care.
This is so weird. I was just talking before we started how anxious I'm feeling. And my daughter just texted me to say she's feeling really anxious.
So something is going on with Wendy's family. We don't know what it is, but everybody individually is feeling anxious. I think you're just excited about Halloween.
Probably.
Do you have your costume ready?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right.
You're going to be like a sexy squirrel again?
Yeah, how'd you know? It's a crowd favorite, so
everybody loves that.
They really love that. Trick-or-treaters really enjoy that.
It.
So yeah.
I haven't really thought about Halloween this year. We actually have a wedding on Halloween, it's kind of nice.
That'll be fun. Is it on a Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
Oh, Halloween's a Sunday this year? Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, like every year, and I've gone through this, we have a massive amount of trick-or-treaters here.
Yeah.
So we're outside all night giving out candy, which we like. It's very fun. It's very nice. But I'm more than happy to take a break this year and go to a wedding instead.
That should be fun.
So
I'm
anxious.
Is there costumes involved or no?
I'm sorry?
Are there costumes going to be involved at the wedding or no?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'll be going as festive, but, you know, no, there's no costumes. It's a real, real wedding. And actually, you met Tony and Anne at Izzy's wedding.
Oh,
it's their daughter.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Lovely, lovely, lovely people. And I think Tony is a sometimes listener, actually.
Oh, really? Hi, Tony, if you're listening.
Well, he's a fan, for
well,
sure.
Congratulations. I think that's awesome.
Yes, and we're very excited. I'm very excited to go to a wedding as a guest.
Yeah, that's a nice change of pace for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So,
anyway, getting back to you and your anxiety, I have no other understanding. I don't know. Are you worried about the leaves changing?
Yes. I am a little worried because we haven't been up to Ithaca in a while. We are going this weekend. I'm worried we missed peak leaf season. If we're going to slap back and forth, I'd like to see the damn leaves, but maybe we hit it or maybe it's too early. I think next
weekend is the weekend.
I hope so, because this is, I'm
excited. We're actually going to be going away next weekend too. Where are you going? For the leaves. Wyndham.
I didn't know you're a leaf peeper.
Well... I like to keep it a secret. I mean, it's something I don't talk about a lot. But no, John actually surprised me with the weekend away. We went last year. We really enjoyed it so much. And it's pretty close, but it's pretty. There's lots to do. And it was like outdoor stuff and hiking and stuff. And so, you know, we celebrated our 30th anniversary this year.
Oh, shit. And, I mean, yay. Congratulations. That's awesome.
That's what you meant.
That's totally what I meant.
So he put together another weekend, which it'll be nice. I'm very anxious about it. And I'm also excited because we're staying till Monday. So I'm not going to be working on Monday. So that's the best part.
That is the best part. That's fantastic. All right. Yeah. Congratulations. That's really nice.
So anyway, you'll be in peak leaf season as well.
I hope so. So I have a question for you. It's from a listener. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but a listener.
What am I here for if not to be put on the spot?
Exactly. A listener wanted to know, because we talked about it on a prior cast, are you in fact writing?
Oh, that's a great question. And yes, I still am, but I'm not writing every day.
But you are writing.
I am. I still write. Yes.
That's awesome.
Sometimes I'll take a break at work and do it.
Wow.
Sometimes in the evening.
That's amazing.
But definitely not every day. And that's something that I definitely should be ashamed of, but I'm kind of not. I'm just glad that I'm still doing it.
I don't think you should be ashamed of that. I really don't think that's on the list.
Okay, hold on a second. This is a trap that we set for ourselves.
Yeah.
Same thing with whatever you can apply this to anything that you should be doing and then you stop for a little while and start, but you're not doing it religiously, and then you're just like fall into this like failure, like shame spiral.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want to talk about it, you don't want to do it, and it's just over. So that's, you know, normally what I would do is just be like, no, I'm not doing it anymore, but I can't talk about it.
Yep.
And probably lie to you a little bit, but then have to admit it after 10 seconds because I can't lie for that long. But yeah, no, I am still writing a little bit. It's mostly nonsense. It's nothing.
That's fantastic.
Nothing big. So thank you for the question.
Yes, that's awesome. So I'm going to answer answer a different question that no one asked, the last episode was called something like The Holiday in Ithaca Sucks, I think. It was called something
it was.
So if you listen to the podcast, it was not discussed because it happened afterward. So, of course, Sue and I record on Friday night. I completely forget to post because I was drunk. And then on Saturday, we went to Ithaca. We brought my dad. It was my daughter's birthday weekend, whatever. We go up and we're like, let's try to stay in a different hotel this time because why not? We don't love the ones we stay at, and they're in the really downtown area and the pain in the ass, and you have to park up in a separate parking garage. I thought it'd be too hard for my dad.
Right.
So we stayed at the Holiday Inn Express, which was disgusting. So disgusting, I don't have words. But I've been reading a lot of online reviews from that area because for reasons not worth explaining, I was looking for hotels in different things for next weekend, different towns, and everyone's having the same problem. The rooms are filthy, the rooms smell like molds. They just have never recovered post-COVID. They don't have people to they don't have people to clean. It was a disaster, so they just don't have the maintenance. But then I emailed whatever the group is, IHG or something. I don't remember who the parent of Holiday Inn is, and they never even responded to me.
That's really bad.
It was so bad, the rooms, mine and my dad's room, that I emailed the health department of Tompkins County, who also never responded to me. It was really, really, really
horrendous. It was actually dirty?
The room wasn't dirty, but it stunk like mold. There's a mold smell coming from the air conditioner. It was coming out of the air conditioning vent. Problematic systemic issue. My dad's room also smelled like cigarette smoke. And it was sold out, so there was no place for us to move to. So it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was unspeakably horrible.
That's awful.
We only had to be there for one night, but it was really ruined the whole thing.
I read someplace recently that there's a McDonald's someplace. I am so uninformed. I just basically read the headlines, you know that. But there's a McDonald's someplace in this country that's advertising $31 an hour for help.
Wow. I mean, yeah. It's really, it's pretty brutal. I don't honestly fully understand the issue, but because... I mean, I don't know. I guess people had to, I don't know.
Well,
I don't understand it.
I mean, I've read a couple of things, and there's one thing that I read this past week about it that, because I find the whole thing fascinating. I find, like, there's still an unemployment rate, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't know. People are working, but what is it about these certain jobs that they're not taking? And really what it is the living wage. It's yeah. just...
It's terrible. They can't make enough money.
They're just not paying.
Yes.
So, and the employer's not willing to pay more.
Yes.
And so they can't get anybody to work, but really they can't get anybody to volunteer. I mean,
right.
that's kind of what's happening.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's certainly yeah. the case that they do not pay a living wage and, like, no one should have these jobs. So
right.
it is true. That's definitely true. So I don't... I mean, the whole thing's really... very odd, and I don't know what to say about it all. I mean, everything up there is such a mess. So we tried to find some place to go for my daughter's birthday, and her teacher recommended this place called the Antler.
So, where did you actually get reservations?
No,
speak unheard of.
Yeah, like they actually took reservations and like sat us and then brought us a menu and food. But it was literally the scariest fucking place I've ever been in my entire life.
Oh my God,
it was
really?
Somehow, I don't know how this is possible because it wasn't a biker bar, but it was like a restaurant.
No, I remember looking it up. Then I looked
yeah,
it up
they,
somewhere
these
on the
people
air.
Were so fucking terrifying. I mean, it was, I don't think I, plus the food wasn't good. I don't think I could ever go back there. It's a little
yeah, I kind of remember it looking like it was sort of a nice
restaurant. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, there are a bunch of places up in like Georgia that are like this, like very, very old kind of, I don't even know what cuisine, American cuisine, like it's a
yeah.
steak, you get a steak and a salad. That's what you get there. And
right.
That's it.
Right, right, right.
And there, I find those actually charming, but this was not charming at all.
Not charming?
It was just scary. So yeah, so I don't know what to say. I'm just a terrible person, I guess. I have no idea. So but it was gross, and the restaurant was gross, everything was gross. The best part was, again, we went and got my daughter a fruit tart at Wegmans, our favorite place to eat in Ithaca.
Wegmans is, yeah, you may as well just stick with Wegmans.
We just
at this point.
Stick with Wegmans. So
yeah,
which for
yeah,
those of you who are unfamiliar is a supermarket. So
they're talking yeah. about putting in Wegmans around here. Anybody in North Jersey is familiar with the Nabisco company.
Oh, that's where they're going to
building.
Put it.
And it's on Route 208. It's been there since, I'm going to say the 60s.
It's been
it
a
could
really
be
long time. Yeah.
Maybe late 50s.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's pretty iconic, actually.
Yeah.
And it was, they closed like almost all the Nabisco plants in the United States, except for this one, and I think one in Pennsylvania, but they did close this one just about a month or so ago. And there's talk about a Wegmans going at the property is massive. I cannot even say that enough. It is massive.
I mean,
so it's talking about Wegmans, and there's also talk about a movie studio going in.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. Now, movie studio,
it would
get behind. Because
be.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
Everyone. So where the Wegmans is here now is in this town called Montvale. And it used to
yeah.
be somebody's farm, DePiro's farm. And now
right.
it's the same thing every place else is, which is
yeah.
a condo complex, and
right.
a complex of stores. Everything is exact. Uh-huh. And there's just like, when we were in North Carolina or South Carolina, wherever the fuck we were, in a town that has the town of a different city's name, in a different state, that was all it was as far as the, like 100 miles from outside of this town
yeah.
in,
right.
in every direction, like 100 mile radius around the
right.
town.
That's the formula.
It was just that over and over
yeah.
and over again. It's
right.
so
they make these tiny little communities.
It's so depressing to me. It's
yeah.
just, it's really upsetting. And so that's what I just assumed was going to go where the Nabisco was.
Well,
there's
I
another
did
one right near
it was
there.
It's just going to be yeah more apartments. I mean, there's I can't even tell you in Hackensack what's going on in Hackensack.
In
is
the
unbelievable.
Sack?
In the well, the sack is on the rise. I mean, I don't know if you heard.
I heard.
the sack is on the move.
What I understand is, where are all these people coming from that are living these places? Well, and where do they live now?
In the case of Hackensack, a lot of these people are employees of the hospital, which is also stopped building, never stopped growing. Yeah. So they're coming from someplace nearby, or maybe even they're coming from the city. I don't know. I really cannot tell you, but they seem to be filling up. I don't get it. But I was really, really hoping that this land where Nabisco is would not become another massive apartment complex. Mm. It just starts to get a little bit monotonous and
also,
like,
I'm tired of the endlessly expanding hospitals, because we also live by a bunch of hospitals. And like, again, what's all this healthcare doing for anybody? Like, Americans are incredibly sick, fat, and dying. So what's the
They just keep growing for tax reasons. I think as long as they, if they're like Disney World, as long as they keep building, they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, it's.
I really don't know. I can't tell you. I have no idea.
My biggest thing I'm looking forward to leaving this area is getting away from the fucking hospitals. Like, I'm sick of what I feel like my life has become, just thinking about either being or becoming ill. That's all. Like, I feel like I'm constantly bombarded between that and the fucking drug company ads constantly. Like, literally today, Paul's like, I didn't know there was such a thing as thyroid eye disease, and now we all have to worry about it. Now I worry about it. My poor son worries about thyroid eye disease, which I had never heard of. And like, all that happens when we watch Hulu is, although I ditched most of the commercials on that already, but just learn about a whole ton of horrible diseases.
There was a commercial recently that I swear was a joke, and I like had to watch it for a long time.
But it wasn't.
I think it's like uncontrollable muscle movements or like laughing inappropriately.
Yeah,
it's really a thing, and I was like, "Ha ha! Who did this?" And it wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
You're not watching Saturday Night Live. Yeah, this is
you
real...
learn about every possible thing that could go wrong with the human body.
Yeah,
it's very, it's really, 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 really.
Well, I'm rooting for a movie studio because I want to have a incident of road rage with Brad Pitt. I think it'd be fun.
That
flip
would
him
be
the bird and
awesome.
I'm like, oh my God, it was Brad Pitt.
That would be awesome. Well, a movie studio.
But there's like a
great movie
studio in Brooklyn, which cannot be more difficult to get to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know why they wouldn't.
And everyone
can
fly
so
into
close.
Newark Airport and then.
And
go
Teterboro.
From there.
Teterboro
is
seriously
literally right
15
there.
Minutes away.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I'm rooting for.
Fingers crossed. So should we talk very briefly about the State of the Union? Union?
I would rather talk about union than union. I don't really have any comments.
No, it's just terrible. That's all I was going to say about it. Everything's horrible. Still horrible. And it is less horrible than it would have been had that piece of shit still been in office. But
I'm
going to
stick with the fact that it's less horrible than it was. I am a much more relaxed human being.
I am too. And I feel very able to ignore the news for the most part, but things are really horrible. What I'm worried about is the upcoming midterm elections. I fear are going to be a bloodbath.
Actually terrified of that.
I can't
really think about it because it would then ruin my state of zen.
And again, nothing has improved. Therefore, nothing. So no one's stopping the rampant voter fraud debacle, the bullshit about voter fraud.
It's nonsense,
and what is the word I'm looking for, though? And gerrymandering, and no one's changed the filibuster, as far as I can tell. And last I checked. And so therefore, the Republicans stealing elections endlessly, and
I will continue. And if they get in office, it will just get worse.
I'm concerned because I don't see anything getting fixed that will help us in the long term, nor in the short term, for that matter, in any period of time. So it's very concerning to me.
Yeah, it is concerning, and I wish I had some answer.
I don't understand
how
we can see why, again, this happened during the, you know, the the previous 4 years, where you see corruption, everyone can watch it happening. You see racial, essentially, I literally have gone completely blank. Jim Crow, you know, modern Jim Crow, and taking place in front of everybody, and everybody knows it, and everyone, like, gives these other, like, ridiculous reasons why they're passing these, like, voter, you know, restrictive voting laws, and everyone knows it's a lie, and yet we can't stop it. I don't understand. No. So I just feel like we're going to have to move to New Zealand. It's very far.
I'm actually okay with that. Bugs. Except I think they have snakes there or weird bugs. They have something that I don't like there.
Well, they definitely have big, giant bugs. And I assume they have snakes. Like that. They have horrible, horrible, horrible scary things there. But I don't know. Plus,
they do. Very scary.
You know
scary.
What's the scariest thing there? Their accents. I'm not 100% sure I can live there because I find their voices so extremely irritating.
Oh, I don't mind it at all.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much. Are you sure you're not listening to the Australian accent, which is tolerable?
No, because I was a big fan of the Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The combination of the being, like, slightly high. Everyone's voice is slightly
high-pitched. Yeah.
And nasal drives me absolutely berserk. Uh-huh. Absolutely berserk.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a special something. It's, like, Australian, but, like, if it was on some sort of voice modulator.
Yeah.
Right? Like something.
Yes.
No, I don't mind it at all. Listen, I have really good news. I want to pretend like the State of the Union doesn't exist. Yes, I do. It's a marketing situation.
Oh, wow.
But we hit, since we last recorded, we are now over 6,000. We have over 6,000 downloads.
We're awesome.
Which is a big milestone for us.
Awesome.
And we also have listeners from 34 countries and 45 states. Are you aware of this?
Are some of those countries made up?
So I made some of them up, yes. There's only four, but I made the rest of them up, which was remarkably easy.
You could say probably the names of a lot of countries that I wouldn't
You'd be
know.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I guess that's in South America.
All
somewhere.
Of them are actual countries.
Wow.
They are actual.
That's kind of weird. That's weird.
I want to talk about the states we're missing because I want to let them know the feelings are hurt.
Okay. Tell me. Tell me.
The Dakotas, which I'm not even going to justify giving them their own names.
No.
Montana, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, and Hawaii.
Hmm.
And like I said, I mean, I want to say, I don't care, whatever. You guys, you know, you get to it when you get to it. But I take it personally.
But someone in Wyoming listened to us?
Yes. And Alabama and Mississippi.
Wow.
Hello.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of all of this.
So, I don't know. Dakotas, is there a problem? Montana, have we hurt you?
I might have said not great things about the Dakotas.
Well, you did not say nice things about Wyoming, and we still got listeners. And you know how I trashed Delaware, and now we have a lot of listeners from Delaware.
Oops.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm definitely, like, hurt about the whole Dakotas.
I'm sure we should.
I am just disappointed in Hawaii.
Yeah, come on, Hawaii. I'm not expecting you to be on this list.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, wait. So someone from Alaska listened?
A few people.
Wow.
Not even just one mistake.
That's weird.
So Hawaii, we're not mad, but we are disappointed. We expected more out of you. Yeah, I did expect more already. I expected to get a Hawaii before an Arkansas or an Alabama. No offense, Arkansas and Alabama.
We're happy to have you.
Thrilled beyond belief, but just surprised. Let's just say that, surprised. Anyway, so that's my marketing meeting for the day.
I also saw that last week or the week before, there's like 120 downloads.
Yeah, we had some
kind
of weird
short amount of
situation.
Time. That was really uncomfortable. Yeah. Anyway.
It's always creepy when we have a lot of people listening.
Yeah. So this is just a huge non sequitur. I was thinking, so we watch Alone. Do you watch that show?
No.
So the premise is, it's like a competition thing, but they dump these people in some very inhospitable place alone. Uh-huh. So they're all in the area kind of, but no one can see each other and there's no way they can get to each other because the terrain is too difficult.
Okay.
So they are all effectively alone. And basically whoever stays the longest wins. So And it's usually they kind of dump them before it's cold, but as winter's coming, so whatever. So you dig your hole and you build something and you put out your fishing lines, whatever. So I always like some people leave because they're afraid of the bears or the pumas or whatever's there. And then some people just get bored. There's always some idiot who like sticks themselves at their like fishing hook or stabs themselves.
Oh, so yeah.
He has to go home.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes, so then there's always the remaining people which have built like the most amazing hut to live in and a fire and a, you know, running water, the whole thing. And someone builds a chair and someone's building, like they build a lute because they're bored. So there's, so there's like four or five, maybe like very successful people. And then it just becomes down to who starves the slowest, because then the medical team come in and then they, and usually someone kills a deer, but then they can't store the flesh in a way that will rot.
Eat what you can eat.
Sometimes they dry. It's a whole fucking thing. Anyway, I was thinking, and so no, as far as I recall, no woman has won this yet because they have, they always starve first. So they always pull them out.
Right.
So, I was thinking the problem is they haven't put like a postmenopausal woman on that show.
Thank you.
Because if I could get to the, now I couldn't do this because, you know, bugs and animals and stuff. But if I really was like an outdoorsy person and just learned how to put up a fucking hut, I don't even need to find food. I could sit in that hut and eat nothing. And I promise you, I would gain weight. I would be the first contestant to put weight on during the competition. There is no way I would be pulled out for, there's like zero possibility of that happening. Like,
well, Wendy's still in her tent. She looks like she's, she's getting chubby.
Like if it's if I ate like a mushroom and a dandelion, I am 100% sure that I would actively put weight on.
She hasn't hunted. She sips on water occasionally. I don't know. She's getting really fat.
I'm sure I could win it. I have zero
doubts.
All
we need to do is learn how to build.
Yeah.
We could just knock this one out of the park.
Yeah, that's easily. All. I just have to, I just have to learn how to build a stupid lean-to and then I'm all set. I make a fire and you know, not be afraid of bears. But if I can accomplish that, then I would.
I mean, I feel like
you would
probably be like really attracted to the bears because there's probably, if they're having a hard time foraging as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You'd be like, oh, I smell bacon or something.
Yeah, so that's my plan.
That's awesome. No, you're 100% right. They're getting all these young ladies.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah, no, totally dumb. And they're always
stupid.
Like, yeah, no, I would win that show.
What's the prize for this?
It's a lot of money. It like started off maybe it's not so much, but it's kind of a lot of money. I don't know, it's like $100,000 or, I mean, not enough I would do it, but it's a lot of money. So
I suffer every day anyway. Maybe,
yeah,
like
maybe we should go on it. Maybe we could do like, we should think of our own like equivalent show that doesn't involve the woods part. What can we do?
Can we just sit quietly?
Well, maybe we could do it as like that Holiday Inn where you go to a gross hotel and who could stay the longest.
Well, I could outstay pretty much anybody,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
As long as there's no bugs. But I'll take care of the bugs. I'm actually okay with that.
There wasn't
bugs.
Yeah, you're not as scared of
a Holiday Inn bug I could take.
I don't know. We'll have to think of our own version of the show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I could stay put for extended periods of time. It's shocking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of shows, I have a couple that I need to talk to you about.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, first of all, speaking of survival, have you been watching Squid Game?
I have not watched that, but my son binged it. And should I be concerned that he did that? Because
no,
I did not keep him from watching it. No, I feel
bad. No, it's horrific.
Yeah, there's no way. There's zero chance I'm watching it. I know.
Yeah, I would not recommend that you watch it. But there's so many. Like, I almost felt like I had to watch it because of
people
all the references to it.
Yes, I got to just piggyback off him because he just told me the entire thing and then I never watched it.
Right.
So now I get all the references.
Yeah, no, it's awful. But I mean, I get it. I just don't know. I'm not exactly sure why it's as popular as it is, though. It's kind of a little disturbing, but that's okay. But worse than that, more horrific than that, and I texted you about this, is Scenes from a Marriage on HBO.
Oh, yeah, and I haven't been looking for a show that makes me want to kill myself, so I didn't watch it yet.
Well, if you do, guys, I mean, so let me just let our listeners know, if you feel that your suicidal tendencies have dropped, a bit.
Turn it
and you
on.
You need to just boost them up a little bit. Watch Scenes from Marriage. It's horrible. It's not horrible. I'm sure it's very well done. Obviously, it's a redo from a million years ago from Ingmar Bergman, mm-hmm. which I never watched the original, but I'm sure it was horrific. But having it in present time is just so much worse. It's like, wow. Just think of every like heartbreak you ever had and then multiply it by a million and then watch it.
So do you sob through it when you're watching it?
No, I don't sob. I would never sob.
All right. It's
just so depressing. And I watch it like I'm up to date with it.
Wow.
I will watch the finale next weekend. What the finale is, I can't even imagine. It's gotta be, I don't know, actual murdering each other.
Well, I've never seen This Is Us, but my daughter like poked around to some actress she likes now who's in it. And she's like, why do people watch this show? She's like, it's like terrible things that happen to people in real life. Like, you know, people that, you know, it's just like horrible things of real life. She's like, I don't understand why you would watch a show that's just horrible things that happen to people.
Yeah, it is like, it's like true life stories and they're upsetting. But this one has the special added extra of just being filmed like almost, it looks like it's being filmed in one take in their house, trapped. And it's usually dark and often raining. And it's just the two of them.
Wow.
And it's just, there's no escape from it. Again, wow. I can't look away. I'm just, there's something wrong with me. So, I mean, it's well done. I suppose the actors are quite lovely. They're wonderful, but it's a little too real, I think, or something. I don't know. But again, I'm watching it. And then to diffuse that, I started watching Arrested Development again.
I'm going to admit that I've tried to watch Arrested Development at least 3 times and cannot
get
into
me.
It. I can't.
I don't even know what's
wrong with me. I should love it. But
you really should.
I will try again. I really will try again. I don't think I've ever made it past like the third episode, but
you just have to. I love Jason Bateman so much.
I like
that
him.
He's. You don't like him?
No, I do like him.
You do? Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's.
I don't know. I literally don't know why I don't like it. I should.
I don't either. Because then all of the supporting actors are like.
Yes, I know.
Really, really good.
Yeah, I know. I know. I did watch another show that you recommended, and now, which it I was. Love so much, so much. Do you remember?
No, I don't have any memory.
It's Ghosts. It's the British
Ghosts
on HBO. It is so good. I love it so very, 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 very much. They just came out or about to come out with the U.S. version, which I don't think they're going to watch.
It when...
Yeah, I don't think they're going to watch. But it's... You did not, you just said it was hysterically funny. You did not tell me that is literally the perfect show for me because these people are dead and it is funny, but it is constantly tinged with a deep
horror
sorrow at all times. It is like,
yes, all of it.
Right. You never, right. It's all about how short life is and that no matter what, you're going to die. And I know this does not sound like a really great endorsement.
No, but it's really, really good.
I need that in my life because I feel that all the time. And it makes me feel like I'm a bad person that because everybody else, I feel like, walks around without constantly, you know, thinking about them and everybody they know dying.
No, this is like literally like nail... like hammer hitting the nail right on the head.
Yeah, it is. And
it's great.
And plus, I love everybody in it. Like, I love the characters.
Everybody's so
I'm gonna
good.
Be really, I'm binging it, but I'm gonna be extremely upset when I'm done at the same time.
I know.
I'm trying to like reel myself in a little bit and not watch more than 2 episodes. I'm like on the internet trying to see if the BBC renewed it again. And
they haven't decided yet.
And I just,
right. But the whole cast of characters wants to do it. Everybody associated with it wants to do it, but they just haven't talked about renewing it.
I love it.
I swear to you, look for it. And I have never heard of it.
No,
never. I don't even know why it even came up.
Yeah.
On my
why
list.
Did, I was going to ask you how you found it.
Somehow along the line, it was like a, recommended, but like
so
based
weird.
On what I don't know.
So good,
but you have to find it. It's sweet. It's charming.
Yes.
It's very clever. It's really smart.
Yes.
and very different.
Really, really good writing. I mean, it's really good show. It's good. I absolutely love it.
I don't have high hopes for the, like you said, the American version. They did change up some of the ghosts.
They're not all exactly the same.
But anyway, I just love them. And like, there's moments in time where I'm literally laughing out loud.
Which I don't do. I love it. I'm going to be sad soon when it's over.
Sorry.
Because I like when I'm not, I feel like it's going to crazy, but when I'm not watching it, I like miss it.
At the same time, there was
an episode I watched late last night. It was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep because God forbid I had caffeine later in the day than 7 a.m. And, they actually scared themselves in it, like telling ghost stories. And I was like creeped out and I like couldn't turn the light off behind me when I was walking up the stairs. I didn't leave the light on.
And they scared themselves with ghost stories.
And they scared me. But then I'm like, well, maybe there's ghosts here. And I mean, I would be delighted if they were like those ghosts. And I could
if they were like
them,
that, my God, know. It's amazing.
It's really nice.
The other thing that we watch, and this is only because it's Halloween time, and so we do start looking for scary things to watch, but we watch Midnight Mass, which is just a series, just a quick series. And they actually, the writers, producers did 2 years ago, The Haunting of Hill House, last year.
Oh, yeah. It's the same
Haunting
people.
Haunting of Bly Manor, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Right, which are all, you know, old stories redone.
Yeah.
And this year they did a an original story called Midnight Mass. It was good. It was creepy enough for Halloween. If you're okay with that sort of thing, I would recommend it. The main actor who, I can't tell you his name, except I think it's like, I want to say it's Hamish Lamish, but it's not that. Or Hamaker Schlamaker, but it's also
that.
Not that. But his first name, I think, is Hamish, and I don't know why. And if you look that, if you look up Midnight Mass, you'll see somebody with that weird name. You'll recognize him, but I don't know what from
why.
What. I think he may have been in a sitcom years ago. Hmm. He was very, very good. So I give it an endorsement. Anyway, but
as
it's a good,
know,
creepy Halloween.
I don't tend to watch scary things. So, but something I did watch that was, I guess, scary, more slashery though, I guess, than scary was.
Yeah, I do stay away from the slashery.
Yeah,
but
this
what was
I
it?
Kind of liked, but I think we talked about it already because it's some time ago. I'm going to say Friday something.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's like a combination.
Yeah, isn't it like a Friday
freaky,
the 13th?
Yeah, but it's like a Friday the 13th meets Freaky Friday, and that the serial killer and a teenage girl like switch bodies.
Yeah.
But I actually
we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was just enough.
Vince
for
Vaughn
me.
was good.
Yeah.
It was right on the edge of being like.
Yeah, and also you can tell when the gore was coming. I generally didn't actually watch it, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm a chicken, so I tend not to watch scary things. But as you can tell, since I got scared from the comedy show.
You did get scared from the comedy show.
We are still watching that. We literally refer to it as, quote unquote, that terrible show. But we still watch it because I need to see Martin Short be funny a few times during each episode. But
oh, yeah,
show,
no, I watch it.
It's so bad, and it just actually somehow got worse. Now, I have read reviews of it, which are not, I mean, most of them are terrible, but some of them are not terrible. I don't understand it because the show's genuinely terrible. The writing's terrible. The plot's idiotic. Like, it just is bad, and it makes me upset because they have such good
people in
it.
I don't know that I've read any reviews for it, to be honest with you.
Bad.
Now, last episode I watched,
it's
anyway,
called something.
It's
we
from.
Should tell people it's called, even though we've been talking about it endlessly.
It's called
Only Murders in the
Building. Murders in the Building.
Yes.
And Steve Martin and Martin Short are in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love them, so I have a hard time saying anything negative about it or them. Except, and Selena Gomez is a nightmare in it. She's horrible. Mm-hmm. But the last episode, nobody spoke.
Yes, which is like an annoying affectation that I
found
irritating.
That didn't help.
No, it did not help. It was too contrived and pandering, and I found it too irritating. But other than that, but we still watch. But I do. Please go watch Ghost, everybody. That's my recommendation. I
Ghost
feel like
on
we
HBO.
Really,
it's really
need
good
to talk about something else besides TV and stuff. I feel like we're getting stuck in a rut, and we also need to go someplace and do stuff.
All right, I'll go somewhere. Well, I'm going to tell you, I have a couple of bits of information, just news, things that I have done over the past couple of weeks that I want to share.
Please.
First of all, I don't know if you ever heard of the zombie mask.
Is that a specific?
It's not like a Halloween costume. Oh, it's like a skincare.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the skincare thing. Yes, go on.
Yeah, so I got that. I used it.
Did you get the real one, like the expensive one, or did you get like any?
The real one, I think, is called Panicure.
Yeah, I got that.
Right, I did not get that. Mm-hmm. I got the zombie one.
Okay,
it literally has zombie on the box.
Oh, the name. Okay, and
It is unbelievable. It's great. It's almost, I'm going to say painful, but I don't mean painful. I don't really mean that. That's a little bit overstated, but it's so tightening that it's like, I've never felt anything like that on my face. Like, wow. It's a little disturbing. And then I have to also take a shower to get it off, because it's not that it's difficult to get off, but it's like everywhere. And it's like, it's serious. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. Cool.
Anyway, it's very good. And I did it last night. Before I took a shower, and I saw Terry this morning, she was like, wow, your skin looks really good.
Wow.
I don't know that Terry's ever complimented my skin. And wow. Terry's a very, very complimentary
person.
Has she
complimented you on anything ever? To say that.
No, I don't think so. I got to think about that. Mm, no. But no, like, she would not. She's not the kind of person who would say something.
No, trust me.
She did. Right.
She's not.
Right. But she got the Hanicure one, but she was afraid to try it because I told her it was so tightening that I frightened her. So I don't mean to frighten her. Or you, or anybody.
I got the Hanicure one too, but I haven't used it. So
use it.
Okay. I mean, it's really like, I got a while ago. I bought it for myself for Mother's Day. So, all right.
Yeah. But it doesn't go bad because you have, it's like two.
Yeah. You have to compound it. Yeah. You have to.
Right.
Mix it,
so it doesn't activate until you mix the two pieces together. Right. There is a little bit of a weird smell to it.
Okay.
But it's not
part
terrible.
Of the problem is I have to time it correctly, because I do want to take it off in the shower, because I'm going to fully tell people that I don't fucking wash my face at night. So the only face wash happens is in the shower.
Yeah.
So, and you have to wait. It's like a 20-minute thing. You're supposed to leave it on for like 20 minutes. So it's hard for me to time correctly. So I just never get around to it. I did finally just use like that Helene, whatever her name is, like mud face mask for, I haven't used that in a long time, which I also thoroughly enjoy. So, and it's much cheaper. Right. It's like $6 instead of $8.
Oh yeah,
but I will try it. Okay, you're inspiring me. I'll have to like actually plan to do it though.
It's good, and I'm honestly like, I mean, you don't necessarily have to take a shower, but like if I were to just wash it off of my face, I feel like my whole head would be like, I would be
soaking
dipping
wet.
My face in this thing.
Exactly.
So when I've done it, I shower in the morning, and you know, before work, I'm not going to put a mask on my face and sit there for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I've only ever done it on the weekend.
Yes,
and it's totally fine. It's totally fine. And actually, I think it just says 15 minutes, but I always keep it on 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Because I always feel
I'll
like more
it.
Is better. And then before you take it off, you can make all kinds of facial expressions, and it makes you look like you're about 500 years old. It's fascinating.
Is that why maybe you feel like you look really young when you take it off? Because you
maybe.
Look so old.
That's
before.
What
is like the comparison? Okay.
Literally, it's called zombie mask because when you're wearing it, if you make any expression, you look like a zombie. I think that's
well, there's
really
your Halloween costume, and then you kill two birds with one stone. You just that would be kind of awesome if you opened the door to kids with that mask on your face.
It would be horrible because I also put it down my neck.
Yeah, of course.
And then like it's just all crinkled. Oh, it's hard. It's really bad. It's really not good for your self-esteem. So anyway, I recommend it. If you got it, use it. The Hanicure, I don't know how much it is, but the zombie mask was only like $20.
Yeah,
for,
don't get
I think
the,
there's eight of them.
Yeah, get the zombie, not the Hanicure. I don't think there's any reason to get the more expensive one.
No, it's really good. It is. And then like afterwards, I just moisturize like regular, and that's fine. And I don't feel like dried out or like super greasy or anything. It's really good. So that's my experience. Do you have an experience you'd like to bring to the table?
I did, and I'm not recommending this at all to anybody ever, but I just did last week my second 5-day fast mimicking thing.
The Prolon.
My doctor, well, it's not really my doctor. There's one doctor I randomly went to in a panic in last spring when I decided that my vagina was falling out. It was not. FYI.
Yes, it was not.
Yes. So. Anyway, so, you know, I'm fat. And so, so the purpose of this is actually not to lose weight. It's to conceptually, if you, you know, everyone's fasting these days, including me. So this enables you to mimic fasting 5 days because it's these little packets, I'll explain in a minute, of quote unquote food that you eat that in their studies, it's from a researcher at USC, determined that it doesn't actually take you out of a fasting state. Like the nutritional profile of it and the caloric profile of it somehow it doesn't take you out of fasting state, even though I still think you're eating like 500 to 800 calories a day. Anyway,
it's significant. So, it's not
yeah.
Nothing.
So the concept though is that after you fast enough, you will activate. First of all, it allows your body, instead of dealing with the food it's digesting, to clean up your fucked up cells and replace right. them with less fucked up cells. And then it supposedly right. also activates stem cells. So all of this is supposed to be very healing. And people who have done it for 4 months in a row, meaning one 5 day fast for 4 months in a row, have had improvements in like their cholesterol and their blood pressure, etc. So I can't do it in a row, even though it's the second time I've done it. I'm so sick of that fucking food by day 5 that I honestly
rough.
Can't. The yeah. thought I can't explain it because it's actually not terrible, but it's not good.
No, it's not. But there's
it has
something
the same
very
taste profile.
It's something depressing about
it's
it.
It's so bland. It's just it tastes like yeah. eating gritty dirt. You know, it's better than that. Again, it really is not that terrible, but it's not good. And again, it all kind of tastes the same. And by the day 5, like I can barely, by day 5, Paul did it with me. He didn't even eat. He couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, he just didn't want it. Yeah. No, because you know what it is? There's no like, we'll add fresh fruit to this or
yeah,
have a salad with this.
It's packaged,
or eat a cucumber.
Yeah.
It's all packaged.
It's like
and,
two soups, which are dried. And then these nut bars. A day, plus
right.
like a nut
a day,
bar,
yeah.
and you either then get these kale crackers or olives, depending on
the
day. The
olives, I have to tell you, are the star of the show.
The olives are awesome.
Yeah.
Also, they have this,
like... it's
like
eating real food.
Yeah, and that... Yeah, because everything else is... Yeah, is... And even though the food actually literally comes from Italy, because that's where the research
is actually
from.
Yeah, and it is...
From.
It's good, and it is also, like, I'm very against packaged food.
Yeah.
Because it's always all... preservatives
yeah,
and chemicals.
No, this
is
actually,
not at all.
Right, which is
it's
why
organic,
I'm sure they had to get a
very good.
So it's very healthy and I really feel great doing it. But again, I don't necessarily recommend it. But it led me to do some more research because I was like, I can't do this for four. I just can't do this for 4 months in a row. It's not going to happen. So I read a study actually from Chinese researchers where they studied people who... fasted, they called it a weekend fast. So they fasted 2 days a week for 6 weeks in a row. And then they just had two different groups. So the control group, of course, who didn't fast. And then they had one group of fasters who had a specific diet that they ate when they weren't fasting. And then another group of fasters who just tried to eat like, you know, decent-ish and not like uncontrollable loons. And the both fasting groups at the end of 6 weeks, blood pressure improved, cholesterol improved, everything, blood sugar improved, and they all lost weight. And the group with the specific diet versus the other group didn't lose any more weight. They lost the same amount of weight on average.
Okay.
So that I can
all
do.
Right.
So that was promising for me because, again, for everybody, I don't know that anybody gives a shit, but like my blood pressure is high, my sugar is getting high, and I know it's going to cross that threshold eventually. And I'm overweight and my cholesterol is high. So I am obviously the... need to do something. So I'm hoping, so I'm going to try that 6 week weekend, but I'm not going to do it on the weekend. Two
so
day fast.
For 6 weeks, there's two full to 48 hours.
48 hours you fast.
Fast. And you can do that. You've done that before.
I've done it. I've done 72 hour fast. Yeah. So 48 hours is not a problem. So I'm going to try that and let's see everybody if it helps. I'm actually going to the doctor Wednesday anyway to get all my blood work. So we'll see what it says. And then I'm going to tell her I want to come back.
And then that's good. That's good to have a baseline.
Yeah. And then I tell her I want to come back and then redo it all and see if it's made a difference. So I will keep you all posted because I do not know what to do anymore. And I don't
want to
be
sick. Well, let me
ask
you this. What's wrong with, so this Prolon that we've done, it's a 5 day fast. What happens if you did 2 days of that every week for 6 weeks?
I don't know if it would. I'm skeptical of it to some extent in that I don't see how it can. I don't fully believe it's as good for you, quote unquote, as actual water fasting. Because your body does still have to deal with that food. So, and I know it's not a lot of it, but I'm just skeptical. I guess you could, but I don't know. I don't know. You could do that. I really, when I'm done, again, with those 5 days, I literally cannot stand the thought of putting any more of that shit in my face.
I might do it again and just do a couple of days and then the next week a couple of days.
Yeah, why don't you try that?
Get like 2 weeks of it.
Why not?
Yeah, because I couldn't. It was very easy to do, but it just became like, ugh, after a while.
Yeah. So yeah, 2 days you can easily do of it.
Yeah, but also like it forces you to have like, it puts tea in your diet with herbal tea. So I was drinking, and also like a drink that you didn't drink, but I drank it.
I like it,
I was drinking so much.
Yeah.
Like I was drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, it's awesome. And also makes you really think about what you're putting in your face and also why you eat. So when I fast, I don't know. Part of the thing is, I think with the Prolon, it's so fucking expensive that you stay on it because you're like, I didn't pay all this money not to stay on it. So I
it's a commitment.
The price really keeps you doing it. So when you're just water fasting, you have to really commit on your own to do it. But for some reason, the water fast, I guess maybe they're not long enough. It doesn't have the same effect on me when I really start to think about like why I'm eating. Like the habit of, something stressful happened at work, let me get something to eat. And when I'm fasting, I'm like, oh, I can't eat. And nothing, you know, the world doesn't end. I don't explode. It's just, I've become an automatic self-soothing thing for no reason. Yeah. And it helps you think about that. It also, you pay a lot, you know, everyone's like, eat mindfully. Think about the food you put. I was like, that is literally impossible.
I think about eating ice cream every day.
Yeah, exactly. When you're not actually eating. But when you have the ice cream, you just shove it in your face. But I literally can't do that. But for some reason on the Prolon, even though the food's not great, I do spend a lot of time, like, I become very, I can focus just on the food.
There's also preparation involved.
Yes.
Because you can't, it's not just a package where you open up and eat it.
Yep. Yes, that's correct.
You have to like, sometimes you have to cook the soup. Sometimes you can just microwave it.
But yeah, you have to slightly.
Yeah, it's just some prep time. And also because you're not eating very much, you're sort of like, it's something different in your day.
It's sort of a routine of focusing on it. Because you cannot, there's so little food that you can't just snarf it down without paying attention. Like
you better lose your mind.
You have to pay attention to it. So,
chew it a long time.
Yeah, those takeaway. The first time I did it, I think I was less focused on all that stuff because I was just trying to see if I could do it. I was like, there's always this worry at the back of my mind. I wasn't going to be able to do it. And then I would have wasted my money. But so the second time I knew I could do it was fine. And I was able to focus more on that kind of thing. So
I liked it for almost like as like a restart too.
Yeah,
I liked
exactly.
It kind of got your body, like you said, it cleans things out sort of like you're at a cellular level, not digestively, but it makes you sort of feel like, you know, there's no sugar in it. Yeah. It's just sort of, there's no meat in it. There's no meat protein.
So I think it's just actually vegan. I think it's vegan.
It is, and it's I don't know, I liked it. And you know what, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, and it's every meal for five days,
it's just expensive.
It's less than $200.
Yes,
let's just say that.
It's just expensive for two packets of soup, though.
Yeah.
It is expensive.
Well, yeah, if you think of it that way, right, I feel like you're paying extra so that you're limited. They limit you.
Yeah, no, that's what you're paying for.
Because you know,
again,
right,
if it costs
$30,
there's no fucking way you would stay on it. There just is no way. If it costs $30, you would quit. But it's $180. You're like, oh yeah, I'm fucking doing this. So anyway, that was a very long answer to your question, but that's what I did.
Thank you so much. Well, now talking about drinking a lot, and this Prolon was drinking a lot, and I was hydrated, and I was peeing all the time. But it brings me to another point. I just read this recently, and I'm a little bit obsessed with it. So you tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
But I read recently that your peeing time should be approximately 21 seconds. I know that sounds like it's not approximate because it's 21 seconds, but you should be peeing. Each time you pee, you should pee for about 20 to 21 seconds.
That seems really long, no?
It is, but if you go from start to the actual last bit,
okay,
it's not that long. But if you're peeing for a much less period of time, you are basically training yourself not to fill your bladder.
Yeah.
And
you have, right.
Or if you go way beyond that, you are really putting yourself in a dangerous situation where you could, you know, wind up having bladder and incontinence issues simply because you're waiting too long. And now I have to count every time I pee.
So are
I can't
you,
stop.
So is it how close are you getting to the ideal?
I'm pretty much right on.
Wow. Did you
every
have
time.
To work toward that or you already were that?
No,
way?
I was pretty much.
Wow. So
like
you're like a
I
champion
was right there
peer.
From the start.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never paid that much attention because pretty much I'm always like by the time I get up to pee for whatever reason, I'm always just about to pee my pants. So
exactly.
I'm very focused on that. So
that's
I don't
it.
Know. I'll have to pay attention. Okay.
Pay all attention. Right. Yeah. But like once
that's
I read that, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Huh.
But then, of course, there's a whole issue of force. Like, are you peeing with force or non-force? And I think it's got to make a difference. If somebody's peeing with like tremendous force, it's got to come out faster. No.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I don't know if it's different for a man than a woman. I don't even know. John could pee for like 60 seconds. I think he's either something wrong with him or these numbers are just for women. I don't know.
That's what I was about to ask you. So they're not just for women or you're not sure?
I think it must just be for women. I don't remember, okay. Honestly. It must be just be for women. But I mean, definitely there's a force issue at play. And then the second thing is, it's a question. You know, this is a little bit, this could be personal for some people. I don't expect answers from anybody, including you, Len. But there's a question of peeing in the shower. Do you pee in the shower? I'm not asking you, but some people can pee in the shower. Personally, I don't feel that I could pee standing up unless I'm running towards the bathroom. That's the only way I can really pee
standing
up. First
of all, I can't pee somewhere that is not into a toilet. There's like virtually,
thank you.
It's impossible.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess if someone
right.
held a gun to my head, I guess
right.
I could do that. But
if you were just standing someplace,
pee in the shower.
No, but I don't think I even could if I wanted to.
No,
first of all, I
and also, I don't want to.
Right. I definitely don't want to. But here's the thing, ladies out there.
Yeah.
Some people might do that. Some ladies might do that. You cannot do that. There is something specifically, you're specifically designed to sit or squat to pee. And if you consistently pee while standing, you will weaken the pelvic floor muscles and you will become incontinent. So do not pee standing up. Do not pee in the shower. Men, I'm assuming you all pee in the shower, which I'm sorry to say. I'm assuming you will. You do. And maybe I would too if I were a man. I really don't think I would. But anyway, so don't do that if you do it. That's my pee talk.
I don't get the peeing in the shower thing, I'm just going to say.
No, I don't. I really, like I said, I'm not judging. No,
I'm
not either.
I just
because
don't get
I really, it's like it's two separate things. Like I can't, it's like, do I think about peeing while I'm driving the car? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that separate.
I agree with
like,
you.
I don't.
Yes, that's a perfect way
I'm
to
not,
put it. Like, it's just not on my radar. In fact,
right.
If I'm suddenly, I had to pee super bad in the shower, I get out and then I pee.
Well,
I would never
pee. What's really weird is often I get out of the shower and as soon as I get out, I'm like, oh my God, it's pee.
Yeah.
But like, I never even have the urge when
no.
I'm in the shower. So I feel like something in my brain has cut that idea
yes,
off.
Exactly.
But anyway, don't do it. If you're ever
okay.
tempted to do it, don't do it. You must try to squat or sit when you pee, or it's a it could be a problem for your urinary health.
And urinary health is very tricky anyway. It's a very complex, annoying thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And our younger listeners may not understand the value of that. But as you get older, you really, it's a value. Because everything inside is collapsing. And I hope
yeah.
you know. I hope you realize that.
Hmm.
All of you young people, everything's going to be collapsing. Gravity doesn't happen on the outside only. It happens on the inside too.
Unfortunately,
your whole lungs,
very...
your heart's going to come out through your butt.
That happens. It happens a lot.
That is true. Doctors won't tell you, but someday you're going to wake up and your organs are going to be coming out of your butt. Or you'll vomit them. I don't know. Either way. Or your nose. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well,
so that is that's my public service announcement for you, ladies.
I have my animal story of the week, which is
love it.
I was just looking it up because I wasn't remembering the details of. So this is gross, I think. I'm just letting you know that I'm not telling you because I think this is cute. I think it's disturbing in a way. So there was this, apparently this crane who's an endangered species. And her parents were wild. I don't know, some she got separated from parents. I don't know what the hell happened. Anyway, they bring her to the zoo and they really need her to reproduce because they're, first of all, they need her genes because they do have a population there, but their genes are getting, you know, stale because there's not that many of them. And they put two different males in with her and she apparently murdered both of them.
Oh my god, like
ripping them open with her claws. So
oh my god, I totally get that.
Yeah, I totally get it too. Yeah. But
I can relate.
She was attracted to the zookeeper, this guy, I guess. Oh my god. Like, I think she might have imprinted on him from a young age. So he started to, so they did artificially inseminate her, but it was like very violent to have to do that. And it's not pleasant for anybody.
Oh no, I don't know if I want to hear the rest of the story.
So he like started to engage in like a mating dance with her and she's like super into it. So he was able to just like willingly artificially inseminate her.
Oh my after, God. Like,
getting her aroused, I guess, from the, like,
oh my
the mating
God, I'm so horrified.
Dance. And yeah,
so
I think she had like, five, yeah, there are a couple, like five or six chicks from this.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's really disturbing. And then
this, like, do the means justify the ends here? I guess right? Like,
I mean, how does this
That's
guy
just
feel?
Really
I
uncomfortable.
Guess it's very uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
And then I just read when I was looking up the story again to get my facts right that even though she's like past reproductive age, she still like does the dance with her to keep her happy. I don't know, things upsetting.
I think I have to go.
I think it's time anyway.
I don't feel well. I'm going to go pee in the shower.
Again, no judgments if you pee in the shower.
No judgments.
Especially as a woman. Because if you pee in the shower, it's warm, doesn't the pee just drip down your leg anyway? Like, and I guess it's convenient you rinse it off, but why do you want to do that?
Yeah, I don't want to pee down my leg.
No,
I mean,
it's
I have.
Not on purpose, though.
But not on purpose.
No, I pee down my leg constantly.
Yeah, no, frantically trying to get to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm running.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've gotten to the point, because I almost always wake up in the middle of the night having to pee super bad. And then I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, it's better if I don't stand up straight. Because, like, it just, like, forces the urine out if I stand up straight. So, like, I run to the, like, bent over, like, 90 degrees, basically.
Like a shrimp.
Exactly. Trying to get there before I pee my pants. It's very unpleasant because you're tired.
It's bad.
Just awful. And I don't have an
ensuite. Now, listen. Really, let this be a warning for you. This is coming from two women who do not pee standing up. We look at the problems we have. Imagine if we had, you know, 30 years of peeing in the shower. We forget it. It'd be in the ends right now.
Oh, wait. I do have one final tip, which is I'm trying to eat, like, mostly vegan if I can, or very least vegetarian. And I was just looking some stuff up. And, I know you eat overnight oats and you eat, like, oatmeal in work, right? Don't you make your oats at
not right now. No, I'm off of my grains right now.
You're totally off grains.
But I never eat overnight oats.
So what, remind me how you'd make your little oatmeal thing.
I do my oatmeal, it's like stone ground oatmeal, and then I put Keurig water on top of it, and then I microwave it.
Okay, so,
and that's it. And just add cinnamon.
So my advice is, because this is what I learned, don't cook it at all. So you can just, as long as they're rolled oats and not steel cut, as long as they're rolled, you just have to put a liquid on it, whatever it is. I use almond milk, unsweetened, and cinnamon. And I also put a little vanilla in it. And I put chia seeds in it, which are totally tasteless and everyone can just fucking eat them.
That's a good thing
for
you.
And I throw a couple raisins in there and then let it soak. For like, you just have to let it soak for like 5 to 10 minutes. It's fine. You can totally eat it. It's completely edible. And I also threw blueberries in it. But what I learned, that if you cook it that way, or don't cook it, rather, if you just soak it and don't cook it, it turns into prebiotic in your intestinal tract, which are very, very good for you. It doesn't happen if you poop.
Okay.
So that is my advice. And it's a perfect thing when you're just like looking for something to eat and you're trying to stay healthy and it tastes delicious. And supposedly I'm going to see if it's helping with my cholesterol.
Well, when I was doing the oatmeal with rolled oats and or steel cut, whatever it is, I think I soaked them anyway. I had to soak them for an hour before I even started the whole process. Yeah.
So there you go.
Because they don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I heard that there was such a thing as oat milk, I was like, oh yeah, I make oat milk every single day.
You do.
I put water in my oats.
Exactly.
And it turns into oat milk.
Exactly. But I'm a huge fan of this. I've been trying to eat it every day.
All right.
Because of my cholesterol. And we'll see what happens. But I just like it because it's half a cup of oatmeal, which makes so much, you're totally full. You do not want to eat anything after that.
Yeah. So, no, it's like I put it in a mug. It's always like that half cup. It's probably a little bit less than I use for a mug.
It's
great.
Highly recommend.
And it feels like you're really eating something.
So if you're not eating grains, what are you eating? Just veggies?
Veggies, salads, occasionally chicken. That's it. What the hell else am I eating?
I want you to explain to me why every salad I've ever made in my entire life is terrible. Mm-hmm.
John makes a really great salads.
How do you make salad not taste bad? I don't understand what the secret thing is.
No,
because I eat them elsewhere and they're not disgusting. But it is capable of not sucking.
I also hate making a salad chopping. It's just annoying. When somebody else makes it for me, I like it.
So how does he dry the lettuce? I feel like that's some part of the key here.
I don't know.
And what do you use for dressing?
I don't get involved.
Come on the show, and I would like
and him, give us some recipes.
Yes,
some
I'm
tips.
Serious. I want him to teach me how to make an effing salad that's not repulsive.
What he makes too, that's very, very good, is a quinoa salad that has no.
I love quinoa
lettuce in it whatsoever. We haven't had that in a while.
I would like to know that.
It's very, very good, and it's really just a mass amount of vegetables with quinoa. Cooked separately, steamed, and then cooked quinoa. And then it puts almost like a little lemon vinaigrette on it, but very light.
I want to know.
You can barely taste it.
I want
and then
the details.
A crumble of feta cheese, which is so good. And you can get vegan feta cheese. It's delicious. It's just as good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical. I would do that.
I know you are, but
I would
it is.
Eyebrow thing, but I don't have independent control of my eyebrows. Do you? Can't do it. Can't move just one.
No, I think I have to move both.
All right.
Yeah, no, because it just there's something that they can do something. Also, it's like such little bits of it, and it has a sharpness to it. The vegan cheese can mimic that sharpness.
What's it made out of?
With,
nuts?
Huh?
Is it made out of nuts? What the hell's vegan cheese made out of?
I would see. Yeah, I guess it's made out of nuts, right?
Oh.
I don't know what else would be made of. Soy? I don't know. I really don't know. I've had the vegan Parmesan cheese too. It's good, but it has it can recreate that sharpness.
Okay.
Which
all
is
right.
what you need.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll have John come on as a special guest one time.
Please do.
He's gonna need to be financially compensated, I'm sure.
Sure. All right. We need to do something. So we have something else to talk about besides our usual five topics. Animal story.
I love animal stories.
I complain that everything's terrible, and we talk about TV shows. So we have to go somewhere.
Next time we get together, I'm going to talk about basil preservation. So everybody, do not cut your basil yet. I'll talk to you about how to preserve it. I found a really good way to do it.
That
I'm going to leave that as a teaser.
Quite the teaser.
It is, because you cannot freeze it, and it's basil season is almost over, and you have a mass amount. You don't know what to do with it, so hang on.
Yes, oh, I'm
help
excited.
Is coming.
All right, people, and also call all of your friends in the Dakotas and have them listen.
Would you please?
Please.
And Oklahoma.
Sorry.
Tell
and
them
Oklahoma.
That feelings
I would
are
sing,
hurt. Feelings
I would
have
sing
been hurt.
The Oklahoma song, but I'm not going to. All right. love you all. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.